Almost 4 million Coloradans are registered to vote, and a new law this year extends this constitutional right to a new group of residents, people on parole. KUNC's Stephanie Daniel has more on efforts underway to register parolees ahead of Election Day on November 5th.
After 2 decades in prison, Brad Simpson became a free man on September 30th. The 39-year-old has never paid rent, had an email account, or registered to vote until now.
If I don't vote, I don't have a chance to complain. I don't have a chance to voice my opinion. I don't have a chance to make the decision of whether or not I wanted this to happen or not.
Simpson is typing his name into an online voter registration form at Second Chance Center, a community reentry site in Aurora. Justin Cooper is helping him with the questions.
Do you have your ID on you?
I do have an ID in my wallet.
Excellent, my friend.
Cooper is deputy director of the Colorado Criminal Justice Reform Coalition. The nonprofit began registering people in June, just days after Governor Jared Polis signed a bill restoring voting rights to more than 9,000 parolees.
People need to be able to participate in our democracy and fully engage in that democracy and have access and opportunity to do so. And we believe that that's what House Bill 1266 was able to do.
There's no legitimate purpose in the criminal justice system for denying people who are living in the community the right to vote.
Sean Morales Doyle is senior counsel in the Voting Rights and Elections Program at the Brennan Center for Justice. Criminal disenfranchisement laws, he says, date back to the post-Civil War era and attempts to dodge the 15th Amendment, which allowed black men to vote.
I think the question of why now is in large part a sort of relic of that history, rather than some policy decision that people are making in 2019 that this is the right thing to do.
But there's still a patchwork of state rules when it comes to voting rights for felons. People in Maine and Vermont never lose the right, even while incarcerated, while those in Iowa and Kentucky do for good. Colorado is now the 16th state to restore voting rights to parolees. Before, they had to wait until parole was over. And so far, more than 200 parolees have registered at Second Chance Center. It's a pretty good start, according to Center Executive Director Hassan Latif.
And we set a goal for ourselves as an agency to register 2,000 people to vote between now and in 2020's election.
Incarcerated himself, Latif was on parole in 2008 when he attended the nomination of then-Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama at Mile High Stadium in Denver, but he was literally stuck on the sidelines.
And I really felt deprived knowing that I was on parole and that I would not be able to participate.
But Latif was also inspired. 4 years later, he got off parole and registered to vote. Latif also founded Second Chance Center to help newly released individuals transition back into their communities.
So I think it's very important when you're talking about people feeling empowered in their own lives, That's something people can claim by claiming their right to vote and utilizing that vote. And we try to emphasize that to our clients here.
Adams County, State of Colorado, zip code 80010.
Okay, so now you're gonna scroll down.
Brad Simpson is almost done filling out his form.
So submit.
And just like that, Simpson is registered to vote and says he plans to do so in next month's election.
I gave up the right to have my freedom for the crime I committed. Now I have my freedom back. Part of being free in this country, in my opinion, is the ability to vote.
Stephanie Daniel, KUNC, Aurora.